Hello, Tantalus.
Together because I was asked by record company Etat to do a CD recording, and I asked Steve if he wants to play with me and Noel and Brad. And at the beginning we were supposed to play music in a style influenced by the Big Four record by Sidney Bechet and Maxi Spaniard.
There were a lot of four records, and Big Four usually meant no drums, it meant two horns, bass and guitar. And there were a couple records made like that in the 30s or early 40s?
30s, and then later one, I think in the 50s, by Dizzy Gillespie band.
So these records were almost like chamber jazz because there wasn't drums behind it. And the Big Four with Muggsy Spaniard and Sidney Bechet was a very popular record. at the time, you know. And so the idea was to try to create something that had an old feeling and some chamber, you know, not so hard driving jazz, but still creating something swinging.
Guitar player from France who used to live in Vienna the last 8 years, but he's living all over Europe. He changes places.
It's like a nomad.
We met like 10 years ago. We met, played first time together, same as with Steve. And Brad is a great bass player from New York, and he has played with everybody from
Ornette Coleman to Muhal, Richard Abrams,
Elvin
to
Jones.
Elvin Jones. He's pretty good.
That you use scores.
Yeah.
Do you have a place for improvisation?
Oh yeah, this, I mean, he's a great composer, but there's not a whole lot on the paper.
We have a lot of improvisation. The conception at the beginning was like, not to sound like the old CD, but maybe they have the spirit from the old CD. That's why we played also Lazy River and what is the other called?
New Orleans. No, not New Orleans.
Lazy River and Squeeze Me.
Fats Waller song.
But then, out of these tunes and the way we play it, now we play certainly different than we played 4 or 5 years ago. And the tunes changed too a little bit.
And for this program, it's almost all Max's music. Originally, it was maybe half and half.
But these new tunes we play, I wrote them for this festival last year, and this was in a town where I grew up, So, and when I started to play saxophone, and I was playing in a marching band, folk music, and my father was a conductor from the marching band. So I thought about something that has a little bit of this feeling from so saxophone, clarinet, and flugelhorn music, this type of melody, triads, and the harmonic things. Although the harmonic is in folk music very simple, it's, but mostly I write it thinking about Steve and Brad and Noel. So I don't think so much in terms of like classical or jazz or whatever. Just what comes out, and then it's still not finished on paper, so we have to play it, and then we finish it during rehearsal or in the performance, and then it's the piece.
Mm-hmm.
Opinion is that it's more, it's not so much the music, it's more the personality, I would say. I mean, there are great trumpet players, bass players in Europe, that they are in the States. But I think, like, if you come out of New York and you listen, you grow up listening to all the great musicians who live there, you get a different spirit and a different vibe, and you just know the music more from the source than what we know from here in Europe, because we just heard all these great American musicians at concerts, but it's, you never really hang out, or you never do stuff together that's not music. And I think that's very important. You meet all these musicians and you hang out with, and you just show your things directly. You don't go to school to learn it, you go to the musicians to learn.
Well, I also like to say that one of the things about this band is that Max is not just a great saxophone player, but he's a professional composer, composes for theater and radio. So one of the things that makes this band different than some of the other bands that I play in is that the compositions are very unique. And I don't think an American would write compositions the way Max does. So it's this combining of the improvising and then the compositions and then coming from this old spirit. So it creates it's a really unique sounding band. I use both trumpets, the slide trumpet. Slide trumpet, yeah. and the valve trumpet.
No, but the slide trumpet here, yeah. in this project.
No, I use both instruments, yeah.
Oh.
Don't worry, you'll get some slide trumpet. It's an instrument that has been around for a long time, and there was a period of time when I was young where everyone would buy them. You'd get them in a store very cheap, like $25, so everyone like, oh, I'm going to take one and try it. But it turned out it wasn't as easy as it looked. But I could play it a little bit in a very natural way. And I was starting to play it a little more, and I was at a gig one day, and I met this great bass player named Tony Scherer, the guy from Sex Mob. And he says, man, I love that slide trumpet. And I said, yeah, I did too. I said, you know what? When I get a little better on it, I want to start a band where I only play the slide trumpet. And he said, man, you sound good now. You should start a band. I said, well, would you play with me? And he said, yeah. So then that gave me like the kind of courage to like try to start a band where I only play slide trumpet. Now that's Sex Mob, which played Budapest before, and so people here know it a little bit. But that music in Sex Mob is, the whole sound of it is based on the slide trumpet. So, you know, it doesn't do everything. It's not a trumpet, it's a slide trumpet. So some of the music it fits to do on slide trumpet, some fits more on the regular trumpet. I think that's the beauty of jazz, is that you do things with your own personality. You know, when people are young, they think, oh, I have to do it like this, I have to do it like this. And no, you just have to do it, you know. And that's, you know, one great thing about this band, we just do it the way we do it. Political by its nature, just by the statement that, you know, we're going to play music that's about equality. That's what jazz is about. It's about, because all the instruments are equal. I think a lot of the music before, oh, the bass just went boom, 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 and the drum went boom, boom, boom. But in jazz, everyone has an equal voice. So that in itself is a political statement. What do you think, Max?
Yeah, that's true.
There's two bald Jewish guys when Joey's here. No, I mean, one of the great things about Joey, I think, is that there's not that much difference. You know, it's like most drummers would just take it over. And Joey gives you the pleasure of having drums without, you know what Chet Baker said? He said, it takes a real good drummer to play better than no drummer at all. Do you know what that means?
Yes.
Because sometimes drums, I mean, unless you're, you know, you're Elvin Jones and Art Blakey, and that's the impetus of the music, a lot of times drums can get in the way. Especially with music like this, that's very, where there's a lot of communication between the four voices. Like I said, this is equal music, where the guitar and the bass and the horns all have equal voices. So a lot of times a drum comes and it sets the balance. But Joey just knows how to become another equal part of the balance,
right.
I think. Well, that was just a little magic moment in time where we put together this band, and it was real improvisation. I mean, Altman wanted to do this film that took place in the Kansas City of his youth, and to to kind of capture this feeling of jazz in Kansas City. And Hal Wilner was a producer, and he put together all these great musicians and who from different styles. What we had musicians, some very straight, some more avant-garde, some very open-minded, some with very rigid ideas of what was going to work, some young, some old. And they didn't tell me I was going to do. They said, oh, we're going to just make this happen. Don't worry about it. You should just come to hang out, you know. The thing is that Robert Altman's the kind of person who would let that happen. You know, he would, that was his whole concept of making, of directing, was like, you put all these people here, you let them know who they are, you give them a little bit of a script, and then you let them go. And then that's how I made his movie. And so I ended up being the arranger and the musical director, and it was just it's gone on to become very legendary, especially in Europe where there's so many jazz fans, and people take jazz so seriously. In America, you know, people aren't, you know, people take money seriously. So many European people come up to me and go, well, I think that was the greatest movie with jazz musicians ever. And I go, yeah, you're probably right.
finish this tour, then we have some, like we do a recording tomorrow and maybe one on Sunday too, so get more gigs and get more concerts and just develop as a band. And what I'm doing, composing, is I will start in October, start an orchestra piece for children. And the orchestra is a children orchestra, how does it, like they play from age 12 up to 18, 19. And the singers are professional, contemporary music singers.
I have a Sly Stone record I'm going to try to get made of with my band Millennial Territory Orchestra. There's a lot of crazy. Sex Mob is going to tour with us. DJ Olive, we have for the Sexotica, so a much different program than what we did. More groove based, more with laptops and electronics. So a lot of unknown, a lot of mystery ahead.
Steve Bernstein.
Fred Jones. Noel Achoté. Thank you very much. Big Four.
Születésnapi buli az év 100. napján. Szerelmes sci-fi az Északi-tengernél. Mit akar ez az egy ember? Holnap reggel a Ma reggelben Süveges Gergő.
Kínálat a vasárnapi vallási műsorokból. A legszebb álmunk Isten akarata, könnyű zenei koncert Szűz Mária tiszteletére. Kuklai atya közel 40 éve a cigányok között. Mi atyánk, imádkozzák cigányok és nem cigányok. Előzetes a nyári csillag.hu ifjúsági találkozóról. Bemutatjuk a Duna melléki egyházkerület gyűjteményének legféltettebb kincseit.
Vallási műsorok vasárnap a Magyar Televízióban.
15 voltam, és meghaltam. Effektíve. 19 másodpercig halott voltam. És jöttek az orvosok, kérdezik, hogy na, milyen volt? Volt valami? Semmi.
Az egész élet színház. És ebben mi szerepeket játszunk. Nem csupán felnövünk és megöregszünk, hanem új és új szerepekbe éljük bele magunkat.
Villanófényben. Ma délután az M1-en.
Panzió, remek kosz, imádják a művészet.
Úgy vigyázzál erre a kabátra, mint a szemetulával. Ebbe van bevadva a bérdere.
Hamis itt minden, itt mindenki csak olyan művendég.
Kismanyi és Latabár Kálmán főszereplésével Pepita kabát. Ma 15 óra 30 perckor az M1-en.
Gyomor égés, savas szájíz, émeigés, maró érzés a torokban. Elég a savtúltengés miatti gyógyszerkapkodásból. Válassza az Acidát, amely napi egyszer egy tablettával hosszú távon képes megszüntetni a gyomorsav okozta bántalmakat és kellemetlen tüneteket. Acida, a savtúltengés egyszeredje. A kockázatokról és a mellékhatásokról olvassa el a betegtájékoztatót, vagy kérdezze meg kezelőorvosát, gyógyszerészét. Ha csak egy kicsi hiányzik, akciós kölcsönért hívja most a Providentet. Aki első alkalommal vesz fel kölcsönt a Providenttől, március 9-e és április 5-e között, és hetente pontosan törleszt, a futamidő végén visszakap egy teljes törlesztő részletet. Provident. 0640 50 50 50.
Hazánkban a cukorbetegség szövődményei miatt évente több ezer amputációt végeznek, és nő a szív- és érrendszeri betegségekben szenvedő száma. A cukorbetegség nem játék. Csökkentse a kockázati tényezőket rendszeres vércukorszint méréssel és helyes életmóddal.
I'll polish the leaves, make them green again, shake out the trees, shake the scene again.
Az 50 milliómodik magasnyomású mosót ünnepli a Kärcher. Vásároljon most egy Kärcher Celebration magasnyomású mosót. 2 év garanciával. És még egy Fiat 500-at is nyerhet.
Kärcher makes a difference.